Go with me, if you would, now to John chapter 3. John chapter 3. Sunday morning in our Bible study, we were in Matthew 11, where our Lord was telling the people about John the Baptist and the ministry that had been given to him of declaring and announcing the Lord Jesus Christ. And then Sunday night, our brother brought a message to us from John chapter 3, where John right here was declaring and announcing the Lord Jesus Christ. And as he was just reading down through these verses, he went from verse 22 to the end, verse by verse. As he was reading these verses, they were such a blessing to me. Just reading what John was saying, every verse, such a blessing. But when he got to verse 35, I put a marker in my Bible and I thought I'm going to look at that a little bit more, because three things immediately stood out to me. And I want to tell you what they are for our message tonight. We're going to have three parts or three sections to this message. And the first one is this. If you look at verse 35, John 3 verse 35 says, "The Father loveth the Son." That just really hit me. Not only can we ponder that for all eternity, we will. We will ponder that for all eternity. The Father loveth the Son. The object of the Father's love and desire and delight is the Son. It's the Son. It is the perfect, spotless, holy, worthy Son. If we could just for one moment be able to enter into the love of the Father, if we could just see the Son through His eyes, oh, He just delights. Perfect. Just perfect. Just behold Him. The Son of God, Jesus Christ. That's just beautiful to think about, isn't it? That's holy. That is holy. Look with me, if you would, at Proverbs chapter 8. Proverbs 8 verse 1 says, "Doth not wisdom cry?" Wisdom is Christ. This is Christ speaking and Christ declaring. I'm going to read a few verses here to show that and prove that to us. All right, look at verse 6. He says, "Hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things. For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing froward or perverse in them." This is Christ speaking. Look at verse 14. He said, "Counsel is mine, and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. By me kings reign and princes decree justice." This is Christ speaking. Verse 20, he said, "I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment." All right, so this is Christ. Now that we've established that, look with me at verse 22. He said, "The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way. before his works of old. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earth was. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water. Before the mountains were settled, before the hills was I brought forth. While as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world. When he had prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the depth, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he gave to the sea his decree that the waters should not pass his commandment, when he appointed the foundations of the earth, then was I by him, as one brought up with him, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him. From everlasting, before anything was, the Son was the Father's delight. Daily his delight. Everything that the Father did was for the Son. Everything that the Father did, it was for the Son. You know why the earth was made and why people were put on it? It's because in verse 31, the Lord Jesus Christ said that was his delight. And it was the Father's delight to give the Son his delight. Verse 31 says, rejoicing in the habitable part of the earth, and my delights were with the sons of men. Does that mean they had two different delights? No way. In the Son, the Father delights in the sons of men too. He does. In the Lord Jesus Christ, in his love for the Son, the Father loves all those who are in the Son too. We were chosen in him, loved in him. You say, well, that right there says that the Father made everything. I thought that all things were made by the Lord Jesus Christ. I thought he was the creator of all things. I thought without him was not anything made that was made. It wasn't. The Lord Jesus Christ did create all things. Well, then why does it say right there the Father created it? It's because you can't separate the two. You cannot separate the two. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. All the fullness of God dwelled in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 30, he said, then I was by him as one brought up with him. And I was daily his delight. Daily his delight. The Father loveth the Son. He always has. He always has. That word loveth means it's continual. Loveth. Loveth. It's right now and it will always be. For all of eternity, this will never change. God the Father will absolutely delight in God the Son. He will delight in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Father loves and loves and loves and loves the Son. We are accepted in his presence in the Son. Whatever the Father feels toward the Son, that's what he feels toward every soul in the Son. He said, we just read it. And did that not, when we read it, were you not able to enter into that? The Lord Jesus Christ, in his humility, coming to announce what he was going to accomplish for his people through his death on the cross. He came to John the Baptist and he said, I want to confess something. And John, I want to confess union with my people in my death, burial, and resurrection. And John said, I need to be baptized of you, and you've come to me. And the Lord said, suffer it to be so. And John did. And he baptized the Lord Jesus Christ. And when he was coming up out of the water, God the Father opened heaven to him. John saw it. He saw and bear record the heavens opened. And God the Holy Spirit descended down on the Lord Jesus Christ like a dove. And God the Father spoke out loud and said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. Behold my servant, I choose him. I choose him, I love him." So that's the first thing that just captivated me about John 3:35. When he read that, it was just like, whoa, the Father loves the Son, loveth the Son. All right, now go back to our text, and we'll see the second thing. John 3. Verse 35 says, "The Father loveth the Son and hath given all things into his hand." Don't you just love that? The Father loves the Son and has given all things into his hand. All things. You know what all things means? All things means all things. Our brother did a wonderful job of expounding on that the other night. All things. I want to repeat some of the ones that he expounded on. I want to show us. All right, go with me to Matthew 28. Matthew chapter 28. If the Lord would let us really get a hold of this, there is rest here. There is peace here. There's comfort here. Matthew 28, after our Lord arose from the grave, verse 18 says, Matthew 28, verse 18, "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." I'm so glad he added "and in earth." I've told you before, we all expect him to have all power in heaven, but for some reason, we seem to forget that down here. He said, "I have all power. All power has been given to me in heaven and in earth. The Father has given into the hands of the Son all power." In John 17, the Lord Jesus Christ said, "Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him." That is the whole council declaration of salvation. The whole thing. God the Father chose every soul that he wanted to save, and he gave all of them to God the Son, put all of them in his hands. And then he gave God the Son the power to give eternal life to every one of them. And he did. The Lord Jesus Christ did give eternal life to all of his people. And now he upholds all things and all of his people by the word of his power. All power. All power. God the Father put all power in the hand of the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn with me now to John chapter 5. John 5:22, it says, "For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son." God the Father has placed all judgment in the hand of the Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 14:10 says, we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Aren't you so thankful to be told by God that we will stand there in Christ? We're either going to be judged in Christ or by Christ. But either way, all judgment has been given to the Lord Jesus Christ. Our judgment's either going to be unto salvation or unto condemnation, but all judgment has been given to the Lord Jesus Christ. All power has been given unto Him. All judgment has been given unto Him. Go with me now to Romans 11. Romans 11, verse 33. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are His judgments and His ways past finding out. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been His counselor? Or who hath first given to Him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again. For of Him, and through Him, and to Him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. All glory, all honor, all praise has been given by the Father to the Lord Jesus Christ. All been given into the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's all of Him, through Him, and to Him. And Philippians 2 says it's because He humbled Himself. He made Himself of no reputation. He took upon Him the form of a servant. He became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Obedient. He said, I must be about my Father's business. What was the Father's business? The death of the cross. And He was obedient. For that reason, God the Father has highly exalted Him and given Him a name which is above every name. I can't help but try, even though I can't, no one can, but I can't help but try to see this through the eyes of the Father. So pleased for what He did, God the Father has highly exalted Him and given Him a name above every name, that at the name of the Lord Jesus, every time that declaration of that name goes out, every knee should bow in heaven, earth, and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. He is Lord. He is exalted. He is lifted up to the glory of God the Father. This is what God the Father said. He said, if you are honoring the Son, you're honoring Me. If you're glorifying the Son, you're glorifying Me. You want to glorify Me? Glorify My Son. All of it to Him. He's placed all of it in the hand of the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn with me now to Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians 1, in verse 16, the Apostle Paul said, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling, and what is the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. All authority has been given into the hand of the Lord Jesus Christ. All things have been put under his feet. He is above all things. He is the head of all things. And another way of saying that is, he has the preeminence. He is the head of all things. So all power has been given unto him. All judgment has been given unto him. All glory, all praise, all honor, all authority, all preeminence, all of it has been given unto him. All right, let me give you one more. Go with me to Colossians 1. Colossians chapter 1, this is where it says that he has the preeminence in all things. But look at verse 20. Colossians 1, verse 20. It says, "And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself." By him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven, and you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled. All reconciliation between God and sinners has been given into the hand of the Lord Jesus Christ. All reconciliation, all of the work of redemption, all salvation has been given to Christ. All of it has been given to Christ. And in John 17, he said, "Father, I finished the work that you gave me to do. I reconciled them. I redeemed them." Thank God it was all given to him, because he's the only one who could do it. The only one who could do it. Now go with me back to John 3. I'm closing. I'm not halfway done. I am closing. But I told you that there were three things that stood out to me. The first one was this: the Father loveth the Son. I just love that. I'm loving it just as much right now as I did Sunday night. The Father, I could just think on that and preach on that from here on out. The Father loves the Son. That's the first thing. The second thing was this: and hath given all things into his hand. Just dwell on that. He's given all things into his hand. This was the third thing that struck my heart immediately when we read that, okay? After reading those two things, the Father loves the Son and has given all things into his hand. Okay, this is what struck me. So do we. And so have we. The Father loves the Son. So do we. We're in total communion with the Father on that. Total agreement with the Father. By God's grace, because of what he has done for us, because he first loved us, it's all because of him. But because he first loved us and gave himself for us, so do we. As the Father is just captivated with the Son and finds all of his delight in the Son, so do we. Heaven is going to revolve around one pivoting point. Everything is just enamored with one pivoting point. The Father loves the Son, and so do we. The Father has given all things into the hand of the Son, and so have we. We have given, and what I don't mean we've given Him anything. What do we have to give Him? What I mean is we have acknowledged and ascribed everything into the hand of the Son. Everything. All things are in His hand. That's where we want all things to be. Just like the Father put everything in the hand of the Son because that's where He wanted all things to be. He's the first one who ever trusted in Christ. He said, He's the one I trust. He's the one I choose. Therefore, all things is going into His hand. We say, Amen. He's who we trust. He's who we choose because He first chose us. And we acknowledge that's where we want all things to be, in the hand of the Lord Jesus Christ. All things. Paul said in 2 Timothy 1 verse 12, he said, I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. What have we committed unto Him? What have we acknowledged and ascribed unto Him? Here it is. All power, all judgment, all glory, all honor, all praise, all authority, all preeminence, all salvation, all of it, all of it, everything. Thank God it is all in His hands. We love Him for that. Just like the Father does. In glory, everything's in agreement. The Father says, this is my desire. We cry, ours too. This is who I choose, us too. This is who I love, me too. This is who I want to hold all responsibility, me too. Remember this. Anytime that any burden comes to you, anytime, any heartache, any problem, any decision, anything, remember this. It has all been given into His hands. Anytime anything comes, everything is in His hands, and we are in His hands. And all we need to do is love Him for it. That's all we need to do, and thank Him for it. Over in, I'm not going to turn, but in John 10, he said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life. And nobody's going to pluck them out of my hands. I'm in my Father's hand and nobody's going to pluck anybody out of my Father's hand. Nobody's greater than my Father. I and my Father are one. So whatever it is, this will bring such comfort to us, such blessing to us. Whatever it is, remember this. All things are in the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Father loves Him and has put everything and us in His hands. And as the Father has loved the Son, so do we. And as the Father has committed everything into His hands, so have we. Amen. All right, let's all stand together.